This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good day, everybody. Together with the family out there in the community, I'm Susan Moss, your host, and we've got Jean Morris, which is our co-host on Community
Matters.
And it's Friday afternoon, and normally we have a date on a Friday. It's lunchtime. Grab your lunch, grab the couch, grab the neighbor, grab everybody in the community, and we will discuss matters in the community. And we want to say to you, we're so thankful that you allow us in your house, in your car, in the garden, wherever you are. We have a date today, and we're so glad to be your friend. We're so glad to be your sister. We're so glad to be a mother, a grandmother with you today. And you can WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657, and you can talk together with us in matters that happens in the community. And I just want to share the scripture with you today. It's in Psalm 46 verse 1 states, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And today's theme is Wise Women, Strong Homes. We're celebrating women's wisdom in family and in communities. We also want to say to the breast cancer survivors and those that still struggle with this evil sickness, we want to say to them today, Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you, says the Lord. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And I would just want to say a prayer to you this afternoon for those that are at home and you feel down or you feel in a dip, that you're not alone. God is always with us. And I just want to say, Heavenly Father, you are the God who sees, the God who heals, and the one who walks with us through every valley. Today we lift up every woman, every daughter, every sister who carries the weight of breast cancer or any other cancer. Wrap them in your peace that surpasses understanding. Strengthen their bodies, calm their fears, and let your presence be a constant comfort. For every treatment, be their endurance. For every tear, be their hope. For every scar, be their story of survival. Surround them with love, family, friends, and faithful support. Remind them that they're not alone. And for those who grieve, Lord, hold them close in your mercy. We trust you as our healer, our refuge, and our redeemer, in Jesus' mighty name. So we're so grateful, family, that we can think of you today, and for everybody else that's close to you. And give them a hug, give them your support, give them a prayer, take something around the corner, a cup of tea, something nice for them to remind them that they are not alone. So today we're going to our co-host Jean Morris and myself, Susan Moss, we're going to share some of our testimonies today to you. Jean is going to share a single mom's faith journey. And I'm going to share to you, cast out but called in. And maybe you sit with the same challenges today and you don't have a recipe. Listen to us this afternoon, this midday on Friday, the 17th of October at 12 o'clock till 1 o'clock, and we will share with you how you can come out of this pit by the grace of God. Because if I can, you can, and together we can make a difference. And Jean, just want to say hello quickly to the listeners.
Good afternoon, all you beautiful Cape Pulpit listeners. Welcome to this Community Matters this afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. And if there's anybody that you know that is not tuned in, get them closer to the radio station. It is not to be missed. And it will be myself and Susan, the host, and we will be coming live with our testimonies to you.
Thank you, Jean. We will see you now. Familie vanmiddag het ons vir Jean Morris. Sy's 'n enkel moeder en sy gaan vir u vertel vanmiddag haar geloofspad wat sy gestap het as 'n enkel ma. En ek is seker baie van ons is daar buite en ons het nodig om dit te hoor. So skakel in met ons en gesels met ons, deel u stories, deel u ervarings. Ons kan van mekaar leer. Jean Morris.
Okay, I'm sharing, like Susan has mentioned, my testimony as a single mom, a single parent, whichever way you want to put it, but it is single momming your children, whether you have one, whether you have more than one, but as a single parent. And so I'm going to jump into my journey as a single mom, and I had four beautiful, amazing kids, three boys and a daughter. So I want to start in like right here, right now, where we are in the year of 2025, right? And the reason for that is 2025 marks 18 years as a single mom since I left the relationship that I walked out of. And that was an 18-year relationship as well. So 18 years in there, 18 years as a single mom today. And it was a choice that I had to make back in the day 18 years ago to move on and just walk and run with my kids alone. I think it's a testimony for another time as to how that came about, right? But before I go any deeper, I really just want to say this. The children are all grown today. my eldest son is married today, blessed with two beautiful children, little boy of 3.5, little girl of 6 months old. They are my heartbeat, and I think many grandparents can relate to that, you know. But back to my journey, when I found myself alone, right, raising, caring for, and supporting my four children, aged at the time between 7 and 16 years old, in that moment, I realized it was hard. I realized how difficult it is as a single parent, and I'm sure every single parent out there, you can imagine what it's like to raise kids alone, right? My kids, before I left, had been raised in a really quiet, very quiet, laid-back kind of area. And there was never really, and I'm speaking of at the time when, before I left, when we were still together as a family with their dad, right? There was never a shortage for them of anything, of food, of traveling. They had many holidays. They didn't really know or understand what hardships really is. But I must say, I understood it. It was my upbringing. And so I know the struggle for them was really hard. But everything changed when I walked out and I left that relationship. I suddenly found myself parenting alone after 18 years. And I still feel today, it may not sound right, but I think for me, it was the right decision. It was a matter of stay in that relationship or choosing Christ above. And I chose Christ. And I must say it's necessary sometimes it's necessary to choose the Lord above man. But that's a testimony for another story, for another time. So as a single mom, what I want to say is we often pretend in front of our kids, right, that we're okay, that we have it all together, that we'll get through it somehow, that we have a plan for the next meal, but we actually really sometimes we don't have that. And that was part of what my journey was with him. I had to pretend that all was okay. And at the time, I had no support. I had no maintenance. I only had the Lord. He was the one that kept me despite court cases, despite everything. No one was there. Family was not there. Friends was not there. I know it sounds probably crazy, but I didn't have that. But I had the Lord. Though I felt in isolation by man, I had God right by my side. And at his perfect timing, he placed a woman in my life. I call her my guardian angel, my destiny helper, because she came through for me in those struggling moments as a single parent with that piece of bread, with that little bit groceries, with that little bit of food, with that prayer, with upholding me, with lifting my shoulders up when I couldn't do that. And so we need a destiny helper, and that's who she was. And I must say, listeners, it was rough, it was tough, it was hard, it was not easy. There were days I didn't know how I was going to make it. Dark moments, but the Lord came through for me. I want to share this. I remember at the time I was earning, I'm going to be very vulnerable, you know. And I'm speaking 18 years ago, it was a salary of 3,200 rand. And you got to pay rent of 3,000. How? Just how do you get through the month with four kids on 200 rand? Ask yourself that question. How did I survive? But the answer to the how, only God. He made a way when I couldn't see a way. He is the God of the impossible, and he made it possible for me, and he can make it possible for you. So looking back, I stand in awe of the Lord. For about 10 years after I had left, we suffered. Yes, we did. We moved what I call, you know, the Pontus tot Pilatus. That's what I'm going to call it. We moved Pontus tot Pilatus. And at one point, I remember living in a little carport of someone that put us up in a carport. And I remember it was like a little glass overlooking the backyard and the dogs and the lions. Not a situation I wish for anybody to be in. But those people later moved us into their little ironing room. And I must just say, you know, in an ironing room, four kids, three kids, just enough for a sleeper couch. And so during the day, fold it up so that you can have place to move around, space to do things. And I look back today and I'm like, moments like that, it humbles you. Moments like that, it makes you, or it gives you a heart that is more for other people. That goes through the same situation. You understand it better, right? I remember neighbors that I met at the time in the area that we moved to, the church that I belonged to, was also there to bring us that bread, that loaf of bread, that 10 rand electricity, that 11 rand electricity, just so that you can have light to eat. And so where am I going with all of this? As a single parent, those are the things that we deal with. And if you don't have the Lord, I do not know. I really don't know. I'm going to call it, like a lot of us would call it, you know, the living from hand to mouth. Mm-hmm. That's what we had. And I also remember at the time, having left the relationship, at the time I was unemployed for 18 years, haven't worked for 18 years. And yeah, I found myself having to find a job. It's like, who's going to give you a job? You don't have experience. You haven't worked for 18 years. Again, listeners, again, I had the Lord on my side. And he kept us. And so moving from company to company, just so that I could earn a little bit more at the next company, and just trusting God in everything. He really took us to a place eventually and a space where it became better and it became better as time went on. I ended up eventually at a company, a promotions company. I must mention this because it's the Lord. I keep saying the Lord, right? I ended up at a promotions company. And here's the beautiful thing that I'm going to say, that it was so God ordained that. As a promotion company, you promote breads and milks and juices and yogurts. And guess what? After every promotion, I would get crates and crates of juices and milks and cheeses and butters. That for me was the Lord's hand. That was the Lord providing for me and for my children. And so never turn your back on the Lord. Even in the hardships, even in the difficulties. And it's only the Lord that can bring us out of that. And so single parenting, not an easy thing. But again, if you have the Lord on your side. He's got your back. He's got your sides. He's your covering. And he sees you through. He's our provider. That's who he is. And I will come back.
So, Jean, what do you want to say? Is there anything too hard for God?
Nothing is too hard for the Lord. And I am back with, I'm going to call it just a continuation of where I left off. And to just start off again, I just want to remind you that when I say God made a way, he truly made a way for me. These two things that I really want to share during my time of single parenting, and I think it's two things of many other things that really, really stands out for me. And the one of the things is, I want to take you back to a time when I was at church and I'm sitting in the service and it's going on. And when the service was finished, you know, I was serving at the time. And when I was done serving, I'm busy walking out of the church. And I remember it was my birthday on that day. I must just mention that it was my birthday. And I walked into this one lady that was part of our life group, 85 years old at the time. And she comes up and she's wishing me happy birthday. And she's like, oh, I'll buy you a chocolate for your birthday. Listeners, I love sweet things. I love chocolates. I love cakes. And so I said, yes, Auntie Peggy, I love chocolates. But right now, if you can buy me a loaf of bread. I knew that Sunday I'm going to go home. And it was one of those many Sundays where I didn't have a loaf of bread at home. I didn't have food. There wasn't lunch for the kids. And Auntie Peggy's like, yes, I can buy you the loaf of bread. I remember her saying to me, meet me at this particular shop at 4 o'clock. And that Sunday afternoon, I couldn't wait for 4 o'clock. And I left a little bit earlier. I think I left my house at about 3:30, though the shop was 5 minutes down the road. And I remember walking up to the shop. And the closer I came to the shop, I saw her standing on the stoop of that shop, and it warmed my heart. We went into the shop and we took the bread, and as we're approaching the till point, she says to me, take bologna. And I'm like, no, Auntie Peggy, I can't do that. And Auntie Peggy's insisting, and I'm like, okay, I'll take a peanut butter. And we do the peanut butter. But you know what, listen, as we get to the till point, I'm thinking, is it going to be rude to ask Auntie Peggy for 10 rand electricity? Because I knew I didn't have it home. And this is all part of single parenting, if I just have to repeat that. And I asked her for the 10 rand and we tried to buy it. And funny enough, they were offline and I couldn't get my 10 rand electricity. But anyway, Auntie Peggy pays for the bread and the peanut butter. And what really touches my heart is when we walked out of that shop, I remember she says to me, Jean, when I offered the chocolate, I didn't mean it for right now because I didn't know if I had enough money on my pension card. And so when she heard bread, she decided she's going to put her faith in it and she's going to just pay with that card. And that's what she did. And it went through with the bread. And with that peanut butter, not knowing if she had enough money. And the words that she used that day, she's passed on today, but the words that she used on me that day was, many a times, especially single parents, when you struggle and you don't have that piece of bread and you don't have that food, you have many a people that will say to you, I'll pray about it. A good Samaritan will come and knock on your door. But she said to me that day, you are the Samaritan. You need to be the doer of the word. And we need to stop saying that I'll pray about it. Yes, we pray. And yes, we need to pray. But there's moments where the Lord wants to use you and we need to do for others. And so that's the one thing I took away from her, to really be the doer of the word and not just say. There's two things I wanted to share. The other one is, and I'm laughing, because there was a moment I was like to my daughter, I'm so really lust for a cup of tea with milk. I'm so tired of this black tea. And there was a little shop that sold the milk at the time for 5 rand a sachet. 5 rand. Wow, if we look back at it, 5 rand. And I remember I had a 4.90 on me. And I said to my daughter, 4.95, it's 5 cents, baby, they'll give it to us. And she's like, nope, we've been there a few times. And every time we went, they said to us, no, everybody's asking the 5 cents off at the end of the day, they're losing out. And the shop would not give it. And I said to her, we're going to walk to the shop. We're going to look into the ground for the entire destiny of work. It was quite a distance from the house. And we're walking and we're looking for 5 cents on the ground. Can you believe that? And we got close to the shop and we didn't find the 5 cents. And I said, well, the first person that comes around, I'm going to ask for the 5 cents. And I saw this gentleman approaching us and I stopped him and I'm like, excuse me, do you have 5 cents for me? And he really looked like so shocked, like 5 cents? I'm like, yes, 5 cents. He's 5 cents? Yes, 5 cents. He gave it to us and we bought our little bit of milk. Why am I sharing that today? 10 cents, 20 cents. You see just lying around on the streets today. Do you know that there's a single mom out there that needs that 10 cents and that 20 cents towards a loaf of bread for their kids? And I'm speaking out of experience from a 5 cents. And so we need to also just really look into that and ask yourself, search your heart when you throw that 20 cents and that 10 cents on the street. It may sound silly, but if you're in that moment of, I have a hungry child and I need just a 10 cents. Single parenting is not easy. It can be tough, it can be hard, it can be rough. And when I was preparing for this, I was like, Lord, there are so many of our young girls out there that are falling pregnant. There are single moms, whether it's one or two kids, but they are single out there in the community. I look back at my growing up years, and I grew up in Lavendale. It's in the community that I grew up. And I'm proud, Lavendale. I won't shy away from that. But we need to be there for our young girls. We need to be there to sort of encourage them, to guide them, to help them. We need to, if there's any young listeners, if there's any young girls out there that are pregnant or that has kids and they're single, I want to encourage you today. Don't give up on yourself, even when others give up on you, because the Lord does not give up on you. I want to say to you, pick up yourself. Dust yourself off. Believe in the person that God has created you to be. The Bible says that we need to be strong and courageous. Today I'm saying be strong, be courageous, be capable and be worthy. You are fearfully. You are fearfully made and wonderfully made in the image of Christ. Today, I'm in a much better place. 18 years later, my children are doing well today. Why? Because we believed that God was going to get us through that. We could not do it on our own. We could not see it on our own. And yes, my kids made many sacrifices. And the Lord has come through for them and blessed them. And I wanna remind you, especially the youngsters, I'm speaking to our young girls in the communities this afternoon. You are not a mistake. You are chosen. You are loved and you are called for a purpose and for a time such as this. You may not feel it, you may not think it, but you are called for a time such as this. You are not a mistake. And if you have made a mistake, if you feel you've made a mistake, the Lord forgives us. He's there for us. He keeps us. What seems impossible, or what seemed impossible yesterday, will become your testimony today. So do not give up on yourself. Trust in the Lord with all of your might and with all of your strength. And I'm going to hand over to Susan with that.
Jean, it's hard to keep the tears back. But I'm going to share my testimony shortly. And you have to listen to that. Luisteraars, Susan Moss. Ons is nog steeds op Community Matters is op Vrydag. En ons wil net graag hê jy moet 'n pen en 'n papier nader skuif en nader het om Isabel Ross se resep af te skryf na die einde van die program is 'n spinasie quiche. Lekker somer resep, ons eet mos nou ligter en dan dat jy nou nie kan vergeet om dit te doen nie. Ons gaan dit na die einde van ons program doen en ek gaan nou my getuienis met u deel. En net so gedeeltelik van my getuienis wat ek gaan noem, cast out, called in. Nou, ons co-host Jean het nou in Engels gepraat, so ek moet nou seker in Afrikaans praat. Sy het my net so gelos, met al die Afrikaans. So ek wil net vir u sê dat, as een mens iemand naar die Here toe lei, dan sê jy, dit is ek, dit is hoe ek voel. Jy moet nooit sê, dit is makkelijk, een makkelijke pad om die Here te doen nie. Dit is wel moontlik, een lekker pad, een lieflike pad, een pad, maar dit is soos rose wat doorings het. En toe ek die Here aanneem, ek denk ek was, praat nou in korreksie, 1920, het my mama uit die huis het gesit. En dit was my bitter hartseer, want ek het geglo, ek was gelowig gebore. Ek ken nie die wereld nie, tot op vandag, op 69. Het ek my lippe aan drank gesit, nie in 'n bioskoop, nie in 'n dans nie. Mense sê ek is oudtijd, of wat ook al, hulle sê ek ken nie die lewe nie, maar dit is hoe ek groot geword het. Ek was 'n introvert en ek het begin werk by Rooikruis Hospitaal en daar het ek my geestelike pa ontmoet en hy was 'n Jesus freak. Hy het geglo, niemand gaan hom verby as hy nie vir hulle vertel het van Jesus nie. Pieter Pes, hy is vandag oorlede. En hy het my gesorg dat ek die evangelie hoor en ek het gedink, maar ek nodig die evangelie nie, want ek doen nie sonde nie. En ek dink as baie mense daar buite, wat dink hulle is net goed genoeg, hulle doen nie vreselike dinge nie. En dit is wat ek geglo het. Maar hy het vir my skrifte gewys en vir my gewys dat ek is gebore in sonde, en toe moes ek die skrif glo, en ons was mos nou maar religious gewees, aan die NG Kerk behoort, religious gewees, en ek het geglo, ek het nie iets anders nodig nie, en in daai dae was, as jy die Here gedien het, en jy hande geklap, en jy het geraas gemaak, was jy as 'n sekte beskou, en dit is precies wat my ma gedoen het, sy het my uit die huis het gesit, en vir 3 jaar het mama nie geweet waar ek was nie. Ek het gegaan en hierdie geestelike pa van my, wat ook my mentor was, het vir my in Athlone opgesit by mense waar ek geloseer het. My ma het nooit geweet waar ek was nie, sy het nooit gevra waar ek was nie. En weet jy, die goeie kind wat sy groot gemaak het, dit was vir my ontsettend, ontsettend seer, dat my eie biologiese ma, wat my lewe in die wêreld gebring het, wat vir my uitjaag het, hy sê net omdat ek 'n beter mens wil wees. En is dit nou nie iets wat elke ouer, ek is vandag 'n ouer, ek is 'n ouma, sal begeer dat 'n kind moet 'n beter kind word nie. Maar my ma het dit so gesien nie. Sy het geglo ek is nou in 'n sekte in. En ek het gaan bly in Athlone en my geestelike pa het my losies betaal en ek luister nou na Jean, toe sy nou praat van enkel ouer en ek besef hoe swaar het ons groot geword met my ma, wat ook min of meer een enkel ouer was. My pa was 'n alkoholist en hy het ook maar nooit vir ons gesorg nie, so ek ken die harde lewe. Maar ek het toe gegaan en weet jy wat, ek het R85 in die maand verdien. In 'n bruin koevertjie was ons geld. En ek het elke maand my toekoevertjie geneem na my ma toe. En al wat ek vir mama gevra het, gee net vir my busgeld en geld vir die kerk. En dit is wat sy gegee het. kosgeld het sy nie gegee nie. My geestelike pa het vir my bietjie geld gegee. Ek kon net 'n blikkie pilchards koop en 'n halwe brood en ek is nou nog lief vir daai blikkies vis. En daarmee het ek gelewe. Ek het sunlight seep as roll-on moes gebruik. Die lekkerheid goed wat elke dame gehad het, kon ek nie het nie. Gelukkig het ons meestal uniform gedra en moet maar mooi kyk na my skoene en so aan. Maar ek het my geld vir mama kom gee. Mama het nooit gevra, gaan het met jou nie. Mama het nooit gevra, het jy iets nodig nie. Maar die Here het my deur gedra. En I was cast out. But God called me in. En ek het die gevoel wat ek gehad het, het ek geweet, dit kan nie iemand anders wees, dit kan nie die Here wees. En weet jy, ons het vakansietye, dan het ons saam met Pastor Pietie Pes, het ons gaan evangelisatiewerk doen op Hostense strande, Hermanese strande. En ons het gegaan, ek het nooit geld gehad om by te dra vir die vervoer nie, maar hy het altyd gesê, okay, ons was geoorlaai in sy klein Volkswagen, maar ons het vir die Here gaan werk. En ek moes bybelskool gaan, ek moes die woord ken, ek moes in tale leer praat. Dit was vir my moeilik en baie hartseer met 'n ma wat vir my verwerp het. En dit sy was 'n goeie ma, 'n streng ma, maar dit was vir my die seerste ooit. Maar wat ek geweet het, ek het die Here, soos Jean en haar getuienis gesê, but God, en is daar enige iets te hard of te veel vir die Here? En ons besef, daar is nie. En ek was gereject, verwerp, vir die geloof wat ek gehad het. Maar weet jy, in hierdie geloof het ek 'n verhouding opgebou met die Here. Ek het van 'n introvert na extrovert gegaan, nie deur myself nie. Ek het vir myself verbaas vir wat ek geword het, maar deur die genade van die Here. En ek kon praat van die Here, ek kon met ander mense praat en so aan. En op 'n dag, toe breek hulle mama se huis in. En hulle steel 'n piano, hulle steel furniture, hulle steel groot goed. En my ma sê vir my, Susan, kry daai mense wat jy moes nou dink, hulle kan wonders verrig, om te kom dienshou en kyk of ons hier goed kan terugkry nie. Wat gebeur het? Hulle het kom dienshou daar, hulle het die goed teruggekry, en toe besef my ma, hier moet iets anders wees. Ons het gebid, en 'n week daarna, toe kom al die goed terug, hulle het aan 'n private polisieman verkoop, en so het ons die goed teruggekry. En so het mama vir my in die huis weer ingelaat. Maar tydens die tyd wat ek weg was, as ek vir my ma gesê het, ons gaan nou weg vir 'n naweek of so, was het die ergste. Sy wil vir my by die polisie aangee as vermis. Sy sou enige iets doen om vir my, ek weet nie wat reg te kry nie, want ek was nie van plan om my geloof, my Jesus te los vir mama nie. Want die Bybel sê, dis 'n persoonlike saak. En weet jy, ek het teruggekom huis toe, en ons het uitgegaan naweke, en as ek vir haar gesê het, ons gaan naweke uit, dan laat sy vir my die hele nag werk, al het ek 7 uur van diens af gekom, van Rooikruis af, moeg gewerk die aand, kom ek 9 uur by die huis, dan het sy vir my laat werk, so dat ek moeg kan wees die volgende ochend, om nie te gaan nie, maar ek het gegaan. Ek het uithou vermoe gehad, ek het gegaan, want ek het geweet, die Here is in staat om vir my deur te dra. A lang story kort, die bybelskoolstudente van Chaldau, Wittebome in Athlone, hulle het kom dienshou en toe mama later gesê, hier is iets in hierdie mense. En een dag toe preek die man, saam met wie ek getroud was, hy is nou 4 jaar gelede oorlede, preek hy daar aan my ma sê, as jy so'n man kan kry, sal ek vir jou laat gaan. En lo and behold, ek het eventually met hom getrou. En my ma het op die einde van die dag gesê, ek sal die Here aanneem as ek soos my kind kan wees wat ek het die huis het gesit het, wat die Here so gedien het. Maar ek wil vir u bemoedig met hierdie bemoediging vandag. Moenie vir enige wind wat waai, enige probleem wat na u toe kom, enige struikelblok wat na u toe kom, tou opgooi nie. Miskien sit u in 'n huwelik wat ongemaklik is, wat nie lekker is nie, kinders wat nie gehoorsaam is nie, maar hou vas aan die Here. I want to say, but God, Jeremiah sê so mooi, is there anything too hard for God? En het gehoor, Jean het nou pas gesê, daar is niks wat te veel is vir die Here nie. Dit is toetse wat ons moet slaag. Dit is dubbeltjies en wat het hulle gesê die ou mense wat ons maar moet deurs gaan en is kronkelpaaie en dit is moeilike omstandighede by tye. Maar die Here laat toe dat hierdie goed met ons gebeur sodat ons 'n getuienis kan hê, sodat ander kan gehelp word. Want as ons kan staan deur hierdie moeilike omstandighede, dan kan u ook. En ek wil vir u sê, dan moet ons vergewe wat ander mense aan ons gedoen het. Dit is nie maklik nie, maar dit is moontlik deur die genade van die Here. Luisteraars, so ons het aan die einde gekom van ons program en ons is nou jammer om vir u alleen in die tuin en op die rusbank te los, maar ons is mos nog weer terug, nee, elke Vrydag. En ek wil net weer vir u onthou van die resep, Isabel Ross se resep, spinasie quiche. En dan ek wil ook vir u onthou om ons app af te laai op die Google Play Store, die Cape Radio Cape Pulpit app, en dan kan u vir ons daar luister. Ons is tans nie meer op die radio nie, ons is op Facebook, ons is op al die social media handles en laai die app af. En ons, ek wil net vir u los met hierdie woorde, if I can, you can, and together we can make a difference. Bemoedig mense daar buite, wat u gehoor het vandag hier, al baad het nog nie vir u nie, al is u nie een enkel ouer hier, al was u nie uit die huis het gesit het nie, versprei hierdie getuienis na ander toe, waar u kom, en waar u sien wat hulle deurmaak en hoe seer hulle is, en sê vir hulle dat die Here is die oplossing. Ek wil hierdie skrifgedeelte graag by u los vandag, en dit is in Filippense 2 vers 3 tot 4, it says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility value others above yourself, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. So, ek wil vir u sê, ons glo aan, ons moet omgee vir andere. My man se lese was in ons huis, others, Lord, others. Let this our motto be to care for others. En ons het vanmiddag vir u omgegee in u situasie. En ons glo u gaan ook vir ander omgee. Nou volgende week, voor Jean vir u groet, het ons vir Pastor Terry Honey, sy is een van ons presenters op 'n Woensdag, wat met ons gaan deel. En dan Saterdagoggend, dan het ons vir Ricardo Benet, en hy het Saterdag mash-up met u om na te luister. Maar laai die app af en luister na ons en interact met ons. Ons wil graag u stories hoor. En wie weet, volgende keer is u op die radio. Jean gaan net vir u tot sien sê.
In greeting, I want to close off with this, and it's again for our young girls and single parents out in the community. Don't, especially our young girls, don't allow the area that you're growing up in to determine who you are, because good comes out of Lavendale, good comes out of Menenberg, good comes out of every area that people are looking down upon. So I want to say, rise above all odds. Keep your faith. Trust every step, even the painful ones, even the difficult ones, because the painful ones can lead towards something greater. I really, really do hope that our testimonies, myself and Susan, I trust that you are encouraged and that you can, because like Susan says a few times, I can, you can,
Together,
we can make a difference. I love that.
And I just want to say, keep on being wise women to build strong homes. And we're celebrating women's wisdom in family and community. En luisteraars, ek wil toch vir u sê, ons vrouwmense is sterk, nee Jean?
Baie sterk.
Ons is so sterk.
Die Here het ons sterk gemaak.
Kinders kan baar, dan kan, is ons tot in staat tot enige iets. Paulus sê, ons is in staat. In Philippians 4 verse 13 says, I can do
all things through
Christ who strengthens
Hallelujah.
Us. So moenie hoop om tou opgooi nie. Moedig die kinders aan, leer hulle van kleins af hoe om te staan in die faith. Nee? Faith in the fight. Don't ever stop fighting. Keep on. Press on.
Because I can.
You can.
And together
we can make a difference. God bless you. And every Friday we have a date. And we'll see you then. 12. And please gather the stories at 12 o'clock every Friday for an hour until 1. God bless you.
God bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.